Okay, so everyone, this is our question and answer for the Abundance Playground. So I've looked at everyone's questions, and we had a large variety of inquiries. Most of them have nothing to do with money. So let's go ahead and begin. So go ahead and take a deep breath, everyone. I want you to get deep in your body. Sometimes when we spend a lot of time in ascension energy or in the mental or psychic field, we disconnect. So I want you to come deep into your body so we can just release some more energies that are making some of you uncomfortable. So you can rub your feet on the floor. You can take your hand and rub your sacrum area a bit. Whatever it takes, just go ahead and do that. Sometimes I just put my hands on my belly and then draw my attention low in my body. And for those really disconnected or really kind of diffused or out there, go ahead and allow your attention to drop. I even like put it like I'm looking out my kneecaps, you know, like my eyeballs are my kneecaps. If I'm very, very out of my body, that helps me come back pretty fast. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to run some energy. Everyone's very connected. Let me just make a few adjustments for a couple of you. And allow the light just to flow down from you from source, just pure white light. One of the energies I work with is what I call a Christos energy. It's very light, it's very pure, it's related to my version of what crystalline energy is, or Christ energy is. So allow it just to come. Represents pure, unconditional love. You can also access it frequently through archangels. But I just use a direct, crystalline, clear, pure energy. And allow that to flow through you, through all the quantum field of you. Okay, we're going to go to our heart next, and let's clear out the heart. There's been a lot of things collectively happening that affect our hearts, and let's go ahead and clear out anything that does not belong to you, and we'll allow the energy to move through just with perfect, loving, unconditional clarity. The heart is not only an energy generator, it's intelligent. So I'm feeling quite a bit of confusion about the heart leave for people. And I'd like you to allow this light to assist you in any commitments that you've made, any vows that you've taken, to hold on to something in lower energy fields that no longer serve you. So if I look into the crystalline grid of everyone, what you're connected with, what's out there, I see some of you are trying to lift up what we need to let go of. So anywhere you're doing that, let's go ahead and allow that to realign. And the part of you that was attached to lifting up, what was going to be let go of, go ahead and allow that part of you to return to your heart. It could be a cause. It could be another person who's decided to go on a different path than what you expected or even the intention they gave you. But go ahead and love that part of you that felt that way, that felt attached to a different outcome. Okay, very good. Very good. All right, there's some more energy that wants to enter the heart. And this feels like a beautiful, a pink diamond-like energy. Allow that to come in and expand throughout the heart. Very good. So some of you are picking up heart waves and fields. So just allow that knowing to be there. Like you'll see waves around your heart as it expands. So sometimes our human offerings to a cause are not as powerful, although they're very important, as our higher mind commitment or a higher energy commitment. Allow that to go first. Sometimes we lead with our emotions, and because our emotions are often disconnected from our higher part of ourselves, we're putting our energy in places where it may not be as effective for you or the world. So go ahead and take a moment, and any emotional energy you have on something that needs to get elevated, allow that to happen. And it's always on your own timeline. I heard earlier the energy work that we do today will be fairly active in your field for a good 7 days. Okay, so some of you are releasing more in the heart, and I'm just going to give that time to follow through as we strengthen everyone's core. Okay, good. Some of you are going to be releasing. I'm feeling a lot of release energy. Some of it will be physical, like a physical energy release, and it can be because we've been a little bit in shock, or we've held back, or something is thawing out emotionally within the body, and things will start moving. I'd like you to take that beautiful pink energy in the heart and connect it to what's in the core of the earth. And so many of you have created sanctuaries within the core of the earth. Go ahead and go there now. If you haven't done that with me before, then imagine the center core of the earth, and you can think of a beautiful rose quartz or whatever color comes to you, and connect that to the heart. Beautiful. Okay. We're doing a balancing of the heart and the mind. And keep your attention on the heart or lower in your body. All right, a question came up about how do I create things? And this was someone who's asked for the same thing over and over and over again. And what I'd like you to do is switch that energy, because we don't want to come from a place of neediness. When we put out neediness in a higher vibration field, and once we've reversed how the energy flows, which most of you have, then we're just going to be creating more neediness. So we want to come from the place of I am creating. I am creating. And allow that to fill your entire heart and body. Allow that to move through all the quantum field of your body, and each cell and each molecule and each atom. Let it go through the fascia of the body, the muscular structure, the organs everywhere, your brain, the blood, the lymph, the energy system. Okay. All right. So I'm going to take a step out further into everyone's grids. And so we're talking about your body, mind, and spirit being aligned. And I'm going to look at what you're connecting to again. Now, when we clean off the grids, these are like crystalline grids coming off of everybody, and how they connect and where you're sitting in your alignment. Some of you have energy that is there that's a little oppressive. So we'll send out some energy to begin the removal of this. And we'll set that part of a grid in a higher alignment. And some of you fuse your grids with other people. And we want to, for a little while, just experience you. This will get you to your highest state if you're holding within your highest alignment. And if other people are holding into their highest alignment, now you've got something when you come together, pure joy. So those of you who have like commitments to reach out to people who need you more than people who match you, let's go ahead and delete all the programs of choosing people who need you more than people who resonate with you. Let's go ahead and do that now. And this is for your personal life. What sustains you? What makes you happy? Because abundance isn't just money, of course. It is your relationships. It's how you feel about your purpose in life. It's about how you move through life with other people. It's your health. I mean, all of these things are quite interrelated. We've all known people who've had a lot of money, but nothing else. And we've known people who've been very poor, who seem to be quite abundant. So abundance is a state of mind as much as anything. Okay, strengthen everywhere that's confusing for some of you. And allow anything that needs to leave to leave. Beautiful. All right, so I'm going to bring in some dolphin energy because we just had a dolphin weekend, and let's go ahead and keep that energy flowing for everyone. So allow above your head the sense of dolphins, and it can be like just a joyful feel. Sometimes you might have like a sense of a blue rush going by you or a gray rush, but I usually think of it as it comes to me in like a light blue color with some white, and it swirls. There's just a lot of motion. And one of the beautiful things about dolphin energy is it lifts depression like nothing else I know. And that also means stagnant areas physically, stagnant places emotionally, stagnation in even our money. We need to get that flowing. And money is about circulation too. Healthy money circulates. Okay. We'll let that go ahead and be with everybody for a minute. Now, some of you have a lower back thing going on, so I'm going to go ahead and move some energy in the low back for some of you, maybe from sitting, talking, standing in one place too long. Very good. Very good. Okay. So I did have one debt question. So I'm going to go into that debt question. And so debt is also a state of mind, just like money. And so any place that you might have a remaining residual idea of debt being shameful, let's go ahead and find that in your body and just let that release. Good. So, you know, oftentimes we talk about debt forgiveness. It's in our language. So let's go into all the places that we have not forgiven our debts. And this can be emotional or monetary or what we think we owe someone else or haven't paid yet. And let's get into that. That's basically forgiveness, right? So let's go in to these places where we're holding a stagnant energy about it. Because the lighter we make a debt, the faster it resolves. And more options come in to shifting that and different ways to fulfill it. You know, I love the Einstein quote where he talks about he never really had a grand idea unless he was taking a nap. It's not exactly the quote, but it's very close to that. And it had nothing to do with his mental state. So all of this energy we expend trying to solve things mentally may not actually be the way that we solve most of our problems. And if you keep that into consideration, then you're going to put more effort into your alignment, because that's where your health comes from, your growth comes from, that awakening comes from. And through that awakening, we connect to more opportunity. And also, we're able to connect to more joy. And I feel like without true love and joy, without that, we have a very difficult time resolving some of our deeper issues, that high energy does assist. Now, I believe in neutrality, and the place of your neutrality can also be a status of love and acceptance. And I did have a question about acceptance. We have the dolphins in here, but let's go deep into acceptance. So think of something that you may be carrying that you'd like to have more of the energy of acceptance on. And I will bring that in for you. This is when we know everything turns in its right season. And when we put the right energy on it, things will work. And that there are big resolutions taking place now. And some are inevitable. Change is inevitable, and some seems very, very slow. And we're going to begin to believe that it will not be slow, that it will be what it is, and we become who we need to be. And as a player on the field, we inspire others. Okay, very nice. Okay. So I did have another question about rejuvenation. So dolphin energy, I mean, have you ever seen an old-looking dolphin? Not very often. Okay, so let's bring in the energy of rejuvenation for everyone. So what ages us is mostly the way we think about things, what we're holding on to, what we're not everywhere we're not getting into what it was like to be a happy 5-year-old or 4-year-old, you know, where you're bouncing around and nothing really breaks and you're kind of rubber. And this is the the body that you want to return to. And that is the energy you want to return to. This sort of innocent acceptance and this ability to be happy and joyful within your body. Allow it everywhere. It's very nice. You guys are doing good today. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and ask everyone to put their attention back into their heart. And so for any part of yourself that you're ready to integrate, that you've done all the work on today or last week or years ago that you haven't integrated, that's ready to come in because you've strengthened your core to the right vibration to accept it, go ahead and let that come in. So all the parts of yourself that are ready to integrate, that have been attached to other things or out doing another job, we allow that to come in. So we all know that if we've had like a surgery, a trauma, a shock, some parts of ourselves can split off. And when those parts split off, sometimes they don't automatically come back. Sometimes they'll return in sleep or joy or when we're in nature, they sort of spontaneously do. But it's also fine to recall these parts of ourselves. We don't want to be scattered. So go ahead and allow the consciousness to return. Any mental constructs keeping you separated from yourself will delete. Okay, and then go ahead and return more energy. I think some of you have brought in parts of yourself from your multidimensional self. So some parts of ourselves don't live in our body, but we can bring them into our body. Okay, very good. Doing one more balancing, and then we're going to take some questions. Okay. Okay, Colleen, you're unmuted. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Hi. Well, I'm doing a little bit better since I've been on this call, which is great. As you know, I've been having some very interesting symptoms lately and been going into very deep sleeps and waking up, but I've had a lot of shaking inside, and yet I'm clear in my mind, and I'm happy and joyful, not depressed. And I noticed on my right cheek when I was rubbing my underneath, because I'm in the studio for vocalizing, it was really, really sore, and I don't know what that's all about, but there you have it. I don't know exactly what's going on.
the whole side, like the side of your face is sore?
It's on my underneath the cheekbone, and it's just really sore on the right side. I've noticed that for the last couple of days, too. Because I usually rub them, you know, circular motion for loosening up my jaws and everything for singing.
Yeah, okay. So I'll strengthen you to your saliva glands. So we'll go in and do that. Lymph flow. But I have to say it's things that you're facing, all the new things you're facing, that seems to be the biggest thing showing up. So go ahead and let's go ahead and strengthen you to all the things that you're facing.
And
okay. And there's some part of you that just wants to hold back and shut down. Are you feeling that part?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, it's just like I got another radio interview today, which I'm excited about. It's like everything's just, everything I wanted is coming true, and it's it's like, I don't know, there's a lot of energy coming towards me, too.
Right.
Most of it's been good, but I have had a few little
engagements. So some of this, some of this is, you know, when you step out into a more a different scene, so to speak, and you're more visible, you have more visibility. More people do come with you, and we're sort of tested sometimes. Sometimes it's all graceful. Sometimes we're tested on the things we just haven't completed yet. So you have to give yourself credit for everything you've done, but also just resolve these one at a time. And it doesn't have to be on anyone else's schedule. It's only your schedule. So just keep
that
in mind.
Well, I took that advice. Yes, pardon? And I did that yesterday and made the decision, and it really felt good. But I was wondering what this, all this stuff, I guess that is, maybe I'm assimilating and parts are coming back, because I am trying to be very, take care of myself at the same time.
You're clearing a lot out of your body. So your actual body wants to process and let go. And so this is what the sleep is about. This is what the deep sleep and integration is about. So let's see if we can do another dedicated sweep here for you.
Oh, I'd appreciate that.
There we go. So for you, Colleen, and anyone else this resonates to, if you just go to your crown and where it's connected, you know, to source, have you have your sense of where source is. And for you, Colleen, there's several colors that are coming in, and just let that just sweep down and just help clear and support. There's always going to be more requests than you can possibly do. So being picky is important. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
And then you'll have to prioritize, where do you want your time to be? Because I know you have a move, a wedding.
Yes.
You think,
and a marriage.
So a lot of stuff.
A lot of good stuff, yes.
A lot of good stuff. All right. So let's go to the part of you that feels that it's, I feel like the shakiness is in the timing and a pressure that you're feeling. So can we love that part of yourself that's feeling the pressure and the timing?
Yes.
And go deeply into that unconditional love and acceptance. Just go into all the parts that are feeling frazzled. I can't keep up shows up. So let's love the part that feels I can't keep up. And does not like having demands placed upon you. So love that part that doesn't like that.
Yes.
Good. Okay, Colleen, for you and other people who had this request, let's go ahead and bring in some Phoenix light to assist with your metamorphosis. So here it comes.
Okay.
This is for everyone. Everyone who'd like to participate. So this is your sovereign self.
Oof. I felt that in my arm. Yeah, I can feel it really strong in both arms.
Yeah. So it comes through it won't go where it's not ready to go yet. I found it to be quite intelligent. Those of you working with the endocrine package, you may have noticed this. It doesn't go anywhere. You don't want it to go. But once it goes, it sort of starts working. And I find it like, for most people, it's like a little bit of a surprise. Oh, I knew I had that, but I didn't expect that. It's sort of like this, how it works its way. I kind of knew, but my gosh, that was so weird. So just let it just go where it is. And I usually don't force it, but I just watch where it goes and where it doesn't go. I know that's an area that we're going to work because, you know, you want to be sovereign in every cell of your body and for you, your heart. So this is a message I have for you. And this is a message I got about 30 years ago, and I've found that it works. And when I don't use it, my life often does not work. And that is the Christos energy, or the light energy, is for everybody else. But there is a personal heart that is all for me. And I use that even in my relationships that are intimate. That there is one energy that I came to bring in. And if it's true for you, that goes for everyone else. But I have my own personal stuff I work with, and that is my own private heart. Okay, does that make sense?
I have tears. Yes.
Yeah. So that gives you the ability to give unconditionally where it's right, you know, where you're told to do, where you are directed to do that from the inside out. But that personal part of you, the personal part that wants to overgive, or the personal part that wants to rescue, or the personal part who wants to please, that's for you to work out. But that's not what you take into the world. That's your own little private lab you're working out.
Okay.
And so sometimes when we get that reversed, we don't have enough energy to go into, we can't follow through on things because some part of us is in the unity of the big picture, but then we're not using the energy of the big picture.
That makes a lot of sense. And
it's weird.
Thank you.
It does work for me. If it works for you.
Oh, no. I have tears. It's resonating.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Thanks for all the work. All the,
you're welcome.
Helps to bring it up.
Yes, it does. 23 days does do that. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a web caller. Anna Karen, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. I have an. I was thinking about the second chakra. I have some issues with my creativity, and
okay.
I take a lot of pictures, photos of nature, but I just drop that. It bores me, and I kind of miss it.
Okay. Now, why did you drop it?
I think it was when my dog died. He used to follow me around.
Ah, okay. So let's see if we can get that going. So let's go back into the second chakra, the belly button area, the dantian of everyone. Let's just all put our attention there. And we'll go ahead and release grief, control, and places you think you can't go. So sometimes when we lose someone, someone as special as a dog, we start limiting so we don't face the pain. So let's see if we can recreate that for you. We'll get that nice phoenix light in there for you. Very good. Okay, so when you think about him, do you have like a little bitter sweetness about it, or do you feel the loss?
I feel, right now, I feel the loss.
Okay, let's love that part of you that's feeling the loss. So everyone can participate for any loss that you might be feeling. Let's go ahead and so I feel you kind of hold the loss at arm's length, you know, to kind of keep yourself from embracing it, but we're just going to embrace it completely. You're making progress. Good. So then I do see something deeper. And I'm going to jump into the depth of this. So here I go. Good. How are you feeling?
A bit sad, but calm.
Okay, calm is good. Let's go to the part that's feeling sad and love that. And let's bring in some more joy for you. How are you feeling now about the sadness?
Calm.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for raising your hand.
Thank
and
you.
I look forward to the more pictures you're going to be taking.
I'll send you one.
Okay, good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I have area code 508. You are unmuted. Hello.
Hello. Thank
Hi,
you for taking my call. This is Natalia.
Hi, Natalia.
So part of me feels shut down, and I'm seeing, even though I'm seeing, you know, I find pennies and little tiny bits of money that come to me, there's a lot more expenses that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also seeing in that there's a lot of things to be joyful about, and I'm not feeling that joy and aliveness.
Okay.
And so I feel that that shut down and is affecting my abundance and life and where I want to go.
You know, I'm feeling fear. So let's go into fear first. All the places you're afraid. Now, do you feel any fear?
I don't know.
Maybe you're suppressing something there. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go into all those. Let's start with suppression, all the places you're suppressing, what you're feeling. Okay. All the parts of yourself that don't want joy, let's call those. And then that sense of aliveness, where did that go? Okay, Natalia, I'm going to bring in some more energy for you. Just take a couple of deep breaths for me. And I'm going to reconnect you to an earth energy. There's a heavy pattern in there that's ready to go if you're ready to let it go. So I'm going to bring in this energy that can replace it. It's a couple of octaves above what maybe you were expecting, but you've kind of done a lot of work on the outside but not really let it in. So it'll work for you if you're willing to let this other go.
Yeah.
So it's coming in. I'm feeling it like between the you know, the heart and the belly button, right in your middle there. You'll probably feel it everywhere. Okay, so deleting every place that you've suppressed your joy and that you shut down. The shutdown's showing up now. Open up to aliveness from the mitochondria, the quantum, everything all the way up. Okay, there's a layer leaving. Just keep accepting the new in. It's an unconditional, like if you were standing under a waterfall, it never stops. So just let that unconditional love, that strong sense of the possible joyful life come in. And are you willing to accept a joyful life?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to go into your core where there's some stagnation, and that's just in things that will have to go to replace And then we have to go into the tailbone because it's kind of set to reject some things. So we'll work in that. Okay, are you feeling any changes?
I'm feeling a lot of tingling in my body.
Okay, so let that keep working for you. And just, you know, send me an email in 2 or 3 days and let me know how it's going. I heard pretty clearly this is a 7-day call. So whenever, just let me know how you're doing. But so I want you to imagine that switch. You know, we talked about switches in other calls. So like a light switch where you're switching, you're choosing joy. You're kind of holding them in polarity. You know, here's joy way, way over here. And here's this other shutdown kind of feeling in me and everywhere where I almost feel locked out of my joy. So I'm going to do this for everyone, this part. Anyone that's feeling locked out, like you can't actually get into what you want, here's some energy to help reverse that for you so you can get all the way in. Okay, is something else leaving your heart now, Natalia? Okay, and there's some energy that's going to be reworking in your throat. Are you able to get in nature today?
Yes, I actually came from nature.
Oh, good. I want you to really, really just get into that most unconditional feeling that you can. Because it's all there for you. It's just that acceptance. So I'm looking at the mind. It says yes. Your body says yes. Let's go into any spirit that says no. I do feel like this old-fashioned thing that joy's not healthy in some way. Does that make sense? Have you had that thought before? That it might just maybe wasn't serious enough or something?
Yes. Serious was what was accepted around me.
Okay. So serious. Let's let go of serious. In some ways, joy is a serious business because joy really does help lift out some really old stuck stuff. And to not have any joy in this life, you know, is really not as fun. So we want to have that ability to play like a child that will always help our creative parts, that always allows, you know, the unexpected windfall or the new raise, or sometimes we accept things in small quantities. But let's go ahead and just allow the joy to accept everything. Joy is often the inability to have that joyful, playful part is often what limits what we can take in at a time. So let's expand that for you and everyone. Okay, it was wonderful to talk to you today.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have one more caller here. Here we go. Hi there. How are you? This is 410.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. How are you doing?
This is Lena. Hi.
Lena, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
You sound happier.
Yes, I am, actually. I feel much better. I still feel stuff in it. I think maybe it's some other people, like burdens, pain. I don't know. Because I work with clients, you know. I work with a lot of people every day.
Okay.
But I have one question. I don't have much memory about my childhood or past life childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about the child, the me that was crying a lot, and something about mother figure in my life. I'm not sure Bye-bye. I'm not sure about that. Can you see anything that needs to be healed?
Okay. So let's go ahead and do a general healing for this and for anyone else, because we're always resolving the unknown, the parts of ourselves that we hid away. And by resolving that, we become more empowered. And empowered, to me, means something a little different than powers or spiritual power. Because if we have empowerment, we can create everything. And I want you to just concentrate on that kind of power. Let's go to your heart. And for you and anyone else with something from childhood that's ready to integrate. The way we viewed mother love. There we go. Let's go ahead and allow those parts to sync up. And some of them might be floating in other people's concepts of what you were supposed to be, or even who you thought you were that you weren't. So let's invite all those parts of yourself back right now, Lena, and anyone else on the call who is bringing back some empowered parts of their childhood. Here we go. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
The crystal energy is really good for you.
Yeah, I heard about it. I never worked with crystals before. I just wear them on me or with me, but I never worked
with
crystals.
Yeah, call it in for you, because sometimes when we have these hypersensitivities or psychic awarenesses that are difficult to resolve, it's just a clean, pure energy that can just work in the nitty-gritty. And resolution sometimes comes immediately, but sometimes it takes a little while, but it's steady. And so it's a really good, because it's always building the grid for the new and the pure love and the unconditional ability. And I do believe when we work with that energy, it's the foundation for the phoenix. If you don't have that down well, it's difficult for the phoenix to do its job. So they have to be working together. So let's go ahead and let that work into more parts of your childhood. Are you ready to bring a little bit more home? There is another one that wants to come. So
yes.
I'm going to assist you with her. And she's also quite confused about her identity. She's getting better. She's ready. We're loving her. She's deciding if she's okay with the love, so she's taking it as she can. Good. I'm going to take all the way down to the original soul spark. We'll strengthen your core to accept her. That's a big burden release there. Take a breath. How are you doing?
A little bit shaky. Something's shaking in me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's only me.
Well, if it's the higher aspect of you, that's good. So a lot of the energy work I've been doing the last few months causes some shakiness. So it's kind of the sign of the times. I try not to overdo it with people, but it's not unusual to feel a little of that shaky. Let's see if we can get, for you and everyone else, centered, stable, balanced within the body, and to regulate all the energies for you to be the right amount for you. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Sherry. Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. So let's take another deep breath. All right. And let me see what we are going to do for closing. So everyone will just go inside into their heart. I think we have a heart activation, which will be a soul synthesis. So here we go. All right, so I have some more information that I'm going to be working on with a few of you after the call, and it's mostly about how we interact in our collective and with other people. And so that, I think that's resolving because it's in, it's you know, it's in the ether, it's in the collective right now. How, what's our right relationship? And I'm still feeling some questioning about that. Some of that question may be from people who aren't on the call but are feeling the energy work and are going to pick this up on the replay. But I will go ahead and do a little bit of touch up in the next couple of days if that comes to me for those of you, because the call isn't always a call in the way I do things. Sometimes it expands over more time. I really appreciate everybody showing up today. We have another bonus call, I think, next month, and I look forward to seeing everybody there. I'll go ahead and put us on interactive so we can say goodbye.
Bye-bye, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Love you all. Bye-bye. Mahalo.
You guys are fun. I'm glad to hear you laughing, Colleen.
Yeah, feels good. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.